I've been stirred throughout this week. I've been stirred. I've been made uncomfortable. This whole week just been different. I'm telling you this at the top of the message because these next number of moments are going to be different than what maybe you've experienced on a Sunday morning. The Lord began to shake me throughout the week. As he began to shake me, I just told him, just whatever you will. I said, whatever you will, however you want me to function, however you want me to flow. It's your house. These are your people. I'm just a servant in here doing my best I can to serve the people of God. I believe maybe the defining place of what I'm going to attempt to minister about, I believe it'll bleed out of the scripture that I'm going to give you here. Just a moment. Are you ready to receive whatever God has in store today? Are you ready to receive that? How many of you all need God to do something different? Different. Meaning you've experienced something, but you need God to do something different. And how many of you can't quite put your finger on it, but you sense change is happening. You sense God is moving in a sovereign, miraculous way. We all just want to be obedient to the movement and to the measure of God. Let me take us here, and then we're going to see how God wants to do what he wants to do this morning. As you're resting on your feet, come with me to Luke 23, verse 32. Hallelujah. Two others, the Bible says, both criminals, were led out to be executed with him. When they came to a place called the Skull, they nailed him to the cross. And the criminals were also crucified, one on his right and one on his left. Jesus said, watch this, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. The crowd watched and the leader scoffed. He saved others, they said. Let him save himself if he's really God's Messiah, the chosen one. The soldiers mocked him too by offering him a drink of sour wine. They called out to him, if you are the king of the Jews, watch this, save yourself. A sign was fastened above him with these words, this is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals hanging beside him, scoffed, so you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it. By saving yourself and us too while you're at it. But the other criminal protested, don't you fear it, God, even when you have been sentenced to die. We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong. Then he said, get this, everybody, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied, I assure you today, you will be in paradise. Today, softly, before you're seated, I need you to turn to three people and let them know, he gave me another chance. He gave me another chance. He gave me, am I talking to anybody that he's given another chance to? Am I in a church where a few of you have been given another chance? Not a second chance, come on somebody. Not a third chance. Not a fourth chance, nor a fifth, nor a sixth. But if you're good and grown in this place and you've been through trials and seasons of your life, you clearly realize that he is not the God of a second chance. He's the God of another chance. And maybe you peep the scripture like I did and you see two criminals there with Jesus who are both guilty, who have both been sentenced to die. One chooses to antagonize Jesus based upon who he says he is. If you're the Son of God, get yourself down. And while you're at it, get us down too. The other criminal that I see, really the mirror of even creation, understanding that he's in a place where he's guilty of what he's charged. He's guilty. It's clear that he's guilty of the crime. No question, no doubt about it. But he tells Jesus, would you just remember me? Remember this moment. Remember this time. Remember me as in I am, watch this, I am remorseful. Come on, somebody, come on. I am remorseful. I am remorseful of what I have done. And so I'm asking that you would remember me. I love it that it's not that complicated to come into a remorseful and a repentant place with Jesus. It's not that complicated. It doesn't take 7 days, 8 days. All it takes is a heart that says, I'm sorry. I'm repenting. I'm guilty. One of the things that we've got to come into full recognition of is that there are some things that you have done that you are just flat out, bar none, guilty of. Am I talking to anybody in this place, right? There are some things that you have done that you're guilty of. You did it. You said it. You were there. You missed it. You manipulated it. You lied. You cheated. Just things that you did. And you must come into the common recognition and speak with clarity and speak with assurance of an all-forgiving Jesus. I can tell you something that you already recognize, at least some of you do. There's nothing that you can do that God won't forgive you of. New Testament just speaks of speaking against Holy Spirit being the one sin that's a lot deeper. It's being a lot deeper. But there's nothing that God can't forgive you of. What I don't want us today, and it must be somebody in the place this morning, which is why God has redirected what I wanted to do this morning, is that you should not be in a place where you're carrying grief and shame for something that you have done, watch this, that God has already forgiven you for. It don't matter what anybody else, whether or not they forgive you or not, that don't matter. What matters is, does Jesus forgive you? And if he forgives you, that's all that matters. I didn't say that you can be arrogant and ignorant to people, but you don't allow people to hold or put a stranglehold on your forgiveness. Mark 10. Speaks of this man named blind Bartimaeus. Some of you are familiar. You've heard the particular passage of scripture before. I'm reading this out of New King James Version. Therefore, men, if you're putting it up on the screen, you can use that version, New King James. But it says this man named blind Bartimaeus is, now they came to Jericho, say Jericho. And he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Let me stop. Jesus, son of David. Jesus, son of David, have mercy. Somebody say mercy. Mercy. Have mercy. Mercy withhold punishment. Jesus, son of David, withhold punishment. That's what mercy means. Have mercy, meaning I've done something that I should not have done, but have mercy on me. Anybody need mercy from Jesus? Have mercy on me, Jesus. Then many warned him to be quiet, and he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still. Some of you all want to have such a cry before Jesus that he stands still. Anybody got a wooing in them, a spiritual cry in them, that it actually gets the attention of Jesus? Something happens because blind Bartimaeus needs Jesus to do something, watch this, that nobody else can do. And he gets word that Jesus is on this particular road that happens to be the road that blind Bartimaeus is on. And he doesn't want Jesus to pass him by without receiving his healing. Somebody help me now. He doesn't want Jesus to get without, beyond his perspective, without his healing. Jesus stands still. He commands Bartimaeus to come. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer. Rise, he's calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? I'm trying to tell somebody this morning, Jesus is saying to you today, what do you want him to do for you? What is it that you need God to do for you, watch this, that you cannot do for yourself? What type of touch do you need from God? You don't need just another Sunday message. You need a touch from God that is different from anything that you've ever experienced. There comes a time and a measure in every man's life where he needs change. She needs change. It's not the same old as usual. Because the same old as usual will get you the same old results. Yeah. Is anybody in this place right now that wants something different than what they've ever experienced? You cannot get that without walking by faith. The Bible tells us we walk by faith and not by what? Not by sight. So dismantle and destroy every disappointing place in your life up to this day. Because I'm so consciously bold this morning to believe that Jesus can do something today that you have not experienced in your life at any point in time. Only if you believe that, say, I believe it. Understand, there's a command from Jesus for you to come. There's a command from Jesus. So there's something you have to do in order to see your miracle. There's movement that has to happen on your part. I'm really believing that so much of the stirring that is happening to me personally, so much of the stirring that's happening to me personally is because because of the transition that we're about to go in. That we're actually about to cross over. Oh, come on, somebody. We're actually about to go into a new season. Because in any time, I hope I'm speaking to a few of you, anytime you're about to go into a new season, stuff start to shake, rattle, and roll. Am I talking to anybody? Stuff start moving in your life, and the reality is that you're about to enter, watch this, into a season of which you have not experienced. And anytime you walk into a season you've not experienced, stuff starts moving. Stuff starts shifting. Stuff starts shaking. And we're about to enter into a new season. You say, well, Pastor, that was actually where we came from. Yes, but that was 3.5 years ago. Oh, my Lord. My. That was 3.5 years ago. And so when we walk into this new season, behold, all things are going to become new and old things are going to pass away. So we're going to walk in. The beautiful thing about this, watch this. I need everybody to get this. The beautiful thing about what's about to happen is we're going to walk into this season together. All of us are walking in this season together. So this just won't be Darnell. It won't be Minister Sharice. It won't be just my wife. It won't be just Kathy. It won't be just Minister Bill and Erica. But all of us are walking into this season together. I need you to understand how prophetic and how dynamic it is to walk out of one season and into the next. To walk out of one season and into the next. God's taken us out of one season and into the next. And we get to walk into this season together. So I'm leaving what used to be, come on, y'all, and I'm walking into what will be. But we're walking in it as a church, as a family. That's so beautiful, everybody. Because what's going to happen for me can happen for you. What's going to happen for you can happen for me. And so the transformation that's about to happen in your life, Rick, can actually happen in the life of Evelyn. Because we're about a team. We're doing this together. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? This is more than just a strategic shifting from a particular space of building to another. This is a spiritual shifting that's about to happen. It is happening both in the spirit as it is in the natural. Some of you are feeling some of the shaking that I'm feeling because of what's about to happen. Why? Because you're a part of something that's about to go into new territory. Uh-oh. Anytime you are about to enter into new territory, you can best believe you're going to get more backlash than what you have ever experienced. I don't know who I'm talking to in this place. You're going to get more backlash. You're going to get more hell. You're going to get more stuff coming against you than you've ever experienced. Why? Because the devil gets a sense. He's not omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He doesn't know what God's about to do, but he can get a sense that something's about to happen. You see, some of y'all are breaking out of depression. Some of y'all are breaking out of hate. Some of y'all are about to walk into a new season where you are going to be healed, set free, redeemed, replenished. I don't care if it's just two people in this place that I'm speaking to. Something's about to happen, both in the spirit and in the natural. Why? Because he's giving you another chance. He's giving us another chance. Listen, as long as you got breath in your body, God can give you another chance. I don't care if your mama done gave up on you. God will never give up on you. Care who's given up on you and left you for dead. Some of you feel like dead dogs in here. This is the most influence you receive all week. Everything is rough during the week. Rough at work, rough at home, in between jobs. Issues going on in your relationships. Money not what it should be. Housing not what it should be. Vehicle not what it should be. You got desires for more and more in your life, and you're being attacked, both in the spirit and in the natural. You're not sleeping well. All these things happening in your life, I want to tell you right now, you're a part of something that's about to happen, though. You're a part of something. There's about to be glory. I need to tell you, there's about to be glory on the other side. You're about to walk through a place. I began to be reminded just this morning of Moses. I began to be reminded of the Israelites and how they were positioning themselves. Because, you know, they were complaining, and Moses is saying, listen, God has given me this call. I'm going to paraphrase this. God has given me this call, and I'm to take you to this promised land. We know he didn't see it, but he had him on the way there. And so I'm trying to take you to a place that you don't know how to get to, but you're going to have to trust me. You got to trust in you. I've heard from God. Even though you're going to bicker and you're going to complain on your way, I have heard from God on taking you to the promised land. And we know that the Israelites were being pursued by Pharaoh and his minions. And God did some miraculous thing, and some of you are going to experience this even now. Here it is, they're about to cross this Red Sea, and y'all know it ain't nothing but water. This is not a cartoon. This is not a fable. God said you will walk through the water on dry ground. How can you walk through water on dry ground? You can't unless I split the waters. Somebody's about to walk into a season of the miraculous, where God is going to split something that could. God began to split the waters. He began to, the sea, why? The sea became a wall on both ends. The sea became a wall. What happened is they began to experience with their eyes, with their sight, the miracles of God. Hear me. So what I'm saying, I pray we get, what I'm saying is that you're about to walk into a season where you're actually going to experience the miracles of. There's one thing, let me tell you, I'm a reader of the word, and I'm a reader of books, period. But there's nothing like actually experiencing what God said he was going to do. Is there 50 people in here that really want to experience? I'm talking about want to experience the miraculous. Is there anybody in here that want to see God move in a mighty way? Is there anybody that want to walk through the water of God and just say, God, take me to a place that I've not been before? Yes, Lord. But God began to, he literally began to speak to me. I told you, this is not going to be the common Sunday. It's not going to be a common Sunday. If you want notes and all that, and I prepared all that. You can go to the app. You can go to the app later on, and you can get all of that. You can get all that stuff I was going to preach. You can get all that. God called an audible. He called a shift this morning. And so I got to be obedient. Because it's not just about a message. Somebody needs a miracle in this place. It's not about a message. Somebody needs a miracle. Somebody needs God to move in their life. Somebody is ready to cross over. Now begin to minister prophetically. I don't know how God wants to move here and even in these next number of moments. Somebody say mercy. 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 God, grant your mercy. Grant your mercy, God. You're on my spirit, Brian. You're on my spirit this week. And I believe you're on my spirit because God's about to cross you over. Come here, man of God. God works in seasons. And God's about to take you from the season that you're in into a new season. Within this new season, it's going to require you to take a faith step. You've been contemplating it. You've been thinking about it. You've been restless about it. God's been shifting and shaking your household. And you, as the head of the house, have walked in a place of just not being sure. Because you say, God, I'm the head of this household. I can't make a decision that's going to shift this whole household. It's all on my shoulders. You said, it's all on me. I hear God say to you right now, no, it's not on you, it's on me. It's on his shoulders. So there's a shift of the weight of responsibility when it comes to decision. and stepping up and stepping out. I want you to take a step in the natural that's going to reach. Take another step. You're about to cross over, man of God. You're about to walk into a season that you've never experienced. Ty, come here. Ty, come here. Grab your wife by the hand. And I want you all to take a huge faith step together. This is what's about to happen in both of you all's life. You all about to walk on water. You about to do some things that folk around you will be like, you are absolutely bananas to make that decision. But you're going to say, man, I've heard from God, and this is what God wants me to do. And you are going to see the revelation of what God wants you to do. And you know what I'm talking about as far as what you have been contemplating on. God is going to take you. You've been dependent upon natural security. But God says, I want to work in a supernatural measure on your life. This is bigger than just the natural process of being able to take care of things. God is saying, I want you to come to a place in me that you have never experienced. It's why the household has been unsettled. It's why there's been such a shaking in your household, both in the spirit and in the natural. But this is your season to cross over, man of God. This is your season to cross over, woman of God. Take another big step. Walk into your new season in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God some praise for them, for what God is about to do in their life. Who in this place right now is feeling the unrest and a shaking to walk into it? Listen. Don't raise your hand just to raise your hand. I'm talking about if you have been made desperately uncomfortable. Desperately. Hear me. That's right. Standing desperately uncomfortable. Standing your feet. Listen. If you're getting on your feet, watch this. You're about to make a decision that folk around you would literally say, I won't use the word crazy. I don't like that word. Folk around you would say, you must be out of your mind to make a decision such as that. Why would you leave security and safety to take a step of faith? What you're doing is you're about to walk on the water. You're about to walk into an area that most people would never, ever take that opportunity nor that chance. But you know it's God. You're believing it's God. Or maybe it is today that I'm confirming by the shaking and the unrest in my spirit that this is what God wants you to do. Those of you standing on your feet, run down here right now. Meet me down here right now. Something, every one of you that are at this altar right now, I want you to move back just a little bit as far as you can right there. Just move back. Because you're about to take a step of faith. Make room if you can, just right here. Just make as much room as you can. Let this young lady right here just get in between you, Eve. you're up here and you're standing up here is because you're a part of what I asked you to come up for as far as the altar call. So we've got altar workers and all of that, but this is not time for the altar workers. This is not time for anybody standing with somebody to pray with them. Okay? So if you're up here, you're up here because you're about to take that step. Do me a favor, the four of you that are in the back, actually the five of you, just find some space in between here. Yep. Yep. Just get on the side. Yep. Yep. So there's one line. There's one line. Yep. 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 And then move back just a little bit because you're going to take a step. Up here has had tremendous unrest. Honey, come on up here and join me. Just tremendous unrest. So why is it that you've been so restless? So much unrest.
Change is coming.
That's it. It's about to be a career change in your life. It's about to be a career change. Why is it that you have so much unrest? Jackie, why so much unrest? Yeah. Many of you that are standing here have been placed with responsibility that seems to be too much for your shoulders. It seems to be too much. It's too heavy. You really feel like you weren't even built to carry up. It's like, why have you been chosen to be the carrier, so to speak? The reality is because God put you together that way. There's a dependence on you that are not upon others, especially when it comes to family. Sometimes it seems unfair. Sometimes it does. But there are seasons and there are times and there are pockets of life where God will place more responsibility on you and will have everybody almost bombarding you. Feel like you're being caved in. Feel like you're being overwhelmed. But God has equipped you for this season. God has equipped you. So I want you to stand strong in spite of the firestorm that it seems as though you are experiencing. Each one of you, I want you to get ready to take a faith step. I want you to get ready to take a faith step. You're going to take as large a step as you can before you, and something's going to happen. Both in the spirit and in the natural. Father, as these men and these women get ready to take a step of faith, Lord God, we just pray your power and your authority, Lord God, and your assurance. Those who have been wavering, Lord God, on what you're doing and what you're saying and how you're doing it, Lord God, those who are unsure of the measure of your might, Lord God, Father, we just decree and we declare that that moment and that season is now. Father God, we pray right now that you would begin to unveil, Lord God, that if there be scales on the eyes, rip those scales off the eyes right now, Lord God, and may they walk into their destiny and into their purpose. May they take this step of faith with assurance that this is my moment. This is my season. This is my time. Now, each and every one of you, I want you to take that step right now. I want you to take it on three. I want you to take it on three. One, two, three. Take that step. That's it. Take that step. Take that step. Come on, somebody lift up a shout for these individuals that are at this altar right now. God is doing. Every single one of you at this altar, just receive what God is doing. Receive what God is doing. Yes. May Holy Spirit just consume this place right now. I'm believing God for a fulfilling and an infilling of the power of Holy Spirit even right now at this altar. Believe in God for the infilling of tongues. The authority and the power of Jesus Christ. That's it, daughter. That's it. That's it. That's it. Those tears are cleansing. Those tears are cleansing. My Lord. My Lord. What's your name, honey? Right here. What's your name? Dominic. Lift your hands, darling. You're shattered. You are literally shattered. Broken. My Lord. God says, I'm putting back the pieces again. Mending you and I'm molding you back once again. You've just walked into a place where you've been shattered, you've been disappointed, you've been scarred, you've been manipulated, you've been injured spiritually, naturally. It's caused great contempt to come in. And you're just saying, God, I can't breathe. The spirit of suffocation has literally tried to come upon you. Hopes and dreams and desires that you once had, you've now been attacked for. He said, if only I can breathe again. I need to be in a place where I can breathe, where I can survive. I feel like I'm suffocating. I'm dying on the inside. My heart is being attacked and corrupted. But you have just stepped into a season of replenishment. I just decree that over your life right now in the name of Jesus, that you have stepped into a new season, Dominic. That God will replenish every lost portion of your life, lost relationships, lost peace, lost hopes. Your peace has been stolen. That's one of the things that has been bothering you so much. Your peace has been stolen. But I speak over every storm in your life right now, and I say, peace, be still. Peace, be still. May you clearly walk to the functionality and the power of Jesus Christ. And may you understand that you are forgiven. Your past will not determine your future. Let me speak that again. Your past will not determine your future. I speak that over you in Jesus' name. Do you have anything? Pastor Mike, come on up here. Bill, come on up here. Minister Bill.
For the unsettledness in some of you that are at the altar.
Jesus.
But change, this change that is coming.
My Lord.
The uneasiness that you feel on the inside. God is preparing us.
Yes.
For what's to come. And not to be afraid, because he does not give us the spirit of fear. So it's fear that we're sensing or feeling, it's not of God. So we reject it in Jesus' name. But change is coming. And God is stirring us up to run into that secret place. Psalms 91, it's time to get into that secret place, to abide under his shadow, to hide in him. It's a protection. We have to hide in him now. Now. You're not going to be able to cross over without hiding in him.
Yes.
Father, I just pray that we hide in you, that you cover us from the things that the enemy is up to, that you cover us, that the enemy will not be able to sense us in the spirit.
My Lord.
So the unsettledness is good, because it's God stirring you up to get in the secret place.
Wow.
To get under his feathers, under his wings.
Yes.
To take refuge in him. Because he's taking us over to a new place.
Yes.
And we want to be covered as we step over into the new place.
Yes, yes,
into
yes.
the new season.
Yes.
Into the new territory. There is no fear.
Jesus.
But power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. No fear to cross over. He is with us. He is with you.
Man.
He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you.
My Lord.
I am with you wherever you go, to the ends of the earth. So when you cross over into the new land,
yes,
cross over in confidence.
My Lord. I want each and every one of you that are here as well as out there, I'm feeling a stirring in my spirit, and I'm just going to flow as Holy Spirit has me to flow, as well as the Lord may give one of the ministers here behind me something for somebody in here. I want you to be on anticipation for God to move. Okay, that's what I want. I want you to be on anticipation for God to move. Much of what you're experiencing is not a normal Sunday. Okay, but I want your hearts to be open to the movement of God. Here's why. Because you can suffocate the movement of the Spirit if you get distracted. Okay? You can suffocate it. So I want freedom. Somebody say freedom. I want freedom within this auditorium for Holy Spirit to move. Amen? Jesus said this in Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. NLT would say, to proclaim that the day of favor is here. That the day of favor is here. I'm going to do this as God gives me, and then I want you all to go into flow. Jerome, come here real quick. Where are you? Come here quickly. Quickly. I'm just hearing stuff, and I'm going to just give it to you as God has given it to me. Come here right here, man of God. You're about to get multiple opportunities nationwide nationwide. There's favor on your life, and there's something on your life that is not upon the other lives of those who serve in the capacity of which you serve. And I hear God saying, I'm about to offer favor over your life in the way of a manifestation of an opportunity. The Lord says there's going to be more than one opportunity, and you're going to get into a place of having to make decisions. There won't just be one opportunity. There's going to be multiple opportunities. One of the opportunities will be multiple districts. One of the opportunities will take you away. It will take you away from this area. You have to decide on whether or not that's what God wants you to do. The other opportunity will be a district opportunity. It will be an opportunity where you'll have overseeing of regions. For I hear the Lord saying to you, man of God, that I have done more than what you have asked already. But I have purposed this in this season of life, because I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to take you step by step into season by season. And as you walk in humility and into brokenness, I'm going to unveil to you exactly what my purpose was. For the Lord says, you're an entrepreneur by trade. For the Lord says, what I'm actually preparing you for is your own. It's your own. You work for a fabulous company, but the Lord says, you've got stuff on the inside of you that speak to ownership, that speak to legacy. So, man of God, I want you to walk in freedom. And I want you to walk in assurance as these opportunities come to you and you begin to listen to the voice of God. Somebody give God some praise over his life right now.
For I am with you. See, there are many, many here who like the children of Israel, we are looking at what was.
Yes.
We're looking at where we came from. And if truth be told, there's a part that's within us that cries out for where we came from. Just as the children of Israel at a time wanted to go back to Egypt, a place where they were in bondage, God has said that I am taking you out of this place into a land that flows with milk and honey.
Yes.
It's a journey. Something that I have learned in life from my natural father to my spiritual father. That even along the way, that there might be times where you might not agree, but you have to trust. Even with your God in heaven, the things that we endure in our walk with him, we might not agree, but we have to trust him. For he said to me, Jesus. And he says to you, to whom shall you compare me?
Jesus.
And who is my equal? Don't look at that impossible thing that's in front of you. Because God, even as he told the children of Israel, he says, have my arms been shortened? If I did the impossible thing before you, bear witness to it. It is part of your testimony. Can I not do it again? From your homes to your children to the things that you think you lost. God says that I am bringing it all back, even as he's spoken in his word, that I am restoring the years that the
yes,
enemy has
yes,
taken.
Yes,
the
yes,
canker
yes.
worm, the palmer worm, that the caterpillar have eaten. He is restoring. Trust him. Along the way, walk with him. Say, Lord, I believe you.
Yes.
No matter what I see, no matter what I hear, no matter what my current circumstances, it's all a lie of the enemy. Yes, it is what it is. It might be a mountain to climb. It might be a valley low, but God is with you.
Yes, God.
From your marriages to your children to every relationship, God said that he is restoring it. Walk with him. Walk with him. If this is your home, take that step off it.
My Lord.
I am one who will bear witness of God's goodness and his grace and his mercy. I know where I was when he called me here. I know the condition I was in. I did not come here as Pastor Mike. But a broken vessel, even as pastors preached last week, marred in the hands of the potter.
I was
broken. But won't he do it? Remember the things that our God has spoken. Remember the word that our pastor declares each and every year. We declared this year the year of his voice.
Yes.
Hear his voice and obey it. Hear his. Our first lady came up with what she heard from God. God reveals it to redeem. Remember the voice of your God. Remember when he spoke it to you in the night. Remember when he spoke to you in the day. Remember so that even when you get to a place where you don't know what your next is, your next step is, you can take that step in faith knowing that your God is with you.
Let me do this, because each one of you have come up here in tremendous, tremendous faith. From Jerome on, I want you all, Marvin, you lead the way. Come up to the stage that way right there. Everybody on this side right here, follow Marvin. Follow Marvin. Follow Marvin. And then wait, Marvin, wait right here. It's all up, everybody on this side. Yeah. Stay right there. Same thing, all of you, come right here. Right here. Just stop right there. Y'all can just face. You can face me. You can face me. Carla. God's taking you into a new season in your life. I hear the Lord saying to you, it's time to put down the grave clothes. So many people don't realize you literally have been dead on the inside. You've been walking in a place of solitude, brokenness at this place and time for years. I hear the Lord speaking to you in Ezekiel 37 prayer, and he says, woman of God, can these bones live? Can these bones live again? The enemy is consistently lying to you and telling you your best days are behind you. But I do decree and I do declare that I hear the Lord saying unto you, Carla, to speak to the bones. Prophesy to your own bones and tell your own bones, you shall live and you shall not die. You shall walk into your great season. You shall walk into victory. You shall walk into power. You shall walk into authority. You shall walk into purpose. You say, yeah, Pastor, but you've told the Lord something died with you years ago. Something said something died at that time. He said, anything that died, I didn't need it to live in this day. What was, was. It's time for you to fully walk into what is. I hear the Lord speaking to you almost like Lazarus, and he's saying, loose her and let her go. Loose her. Loose her. I want you to begin to turn around. It's going to be a spiritual sign of you being loosed from these grave clothes that you've been carrying right now. Father God, bring her into this new season right now in the name of Jesus. Loose her. Loose her and let her go in the name of Jesus. Loose her. You all are up here because I'm taking that big step with you. Come on, honey. We're going to take one big step with you, honey. Come on this side. We're going to take one big step. This is your. You walking into your today. We're gonna take this together. Come on, come on. Get into your new season, man of God. Come on, Aaron. Come on. Walk into your new season. You good? Come on, walk into your new season. We're walking in there together. We're walking in there. Come on, we're gonna walk into this new season together. Come on, we're gonna walk in. Come on. Let's walk into this new season together. Come on, today. Come on. That's it. Let's walk into this new season. Somebody give God some praise. Let's walk into this new season together. Come on, let's walk into this new season together. Come on, Rob, let's walk into it together. Come on, that's it. Come on, this new season. Come on, claim it. Claim it's your new season. It's time for a new season. Walk in it. That's it. Come on, let's walk on this water together, dog. Let's walk on this water together. That's it. Come on, walk in it together. Come on, that's it. Walk in this, come on, Dominic. Let's walk into this new season. That's it. Come on, ministers, come here. Come on, all three of y'all, come here. Come on, let's walk in this together. Y'all arm up, y'all link up. Come on, let's walk in this season together. Come on, Jazz. Come on, walk into it. You got to believe and you got to decree this thing. Walk into this season together. Come on, that's it. Walk into it. Walk into it. Come on, Carla, walk into it. Come on. Together, walk into this new season. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll always be with you till the end of the age. Come on. That's it. Walk into this new, come on, Jerome. Come on, walk into this new season. Yes, God. Come on, let's walk into this.
Hallelujah. Pastor, I remember it was a while ago that you preached a sermon, Cover Me. Cover Me. Hallelujah. And I feel God saying, as we go into this new season, leadership, cover pastor, cover our first lady. Hallelujah. As pastor was saying, the devil, because he functions in the spirit realm, he may not know what's going on, but he can sense when seasons are changing. So he comes in the spirit realm to disrupt. And the word of God is for the leadership, and those who are in leadership is, you don't need to know what's going on. You don't need to know the exact season, but cover. 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 And so just as pastor had those take the step, I felt God saying that those here on this stage, we are going to take the step with First Lady and pastor right now and covering him and First Lady. Amen. Hallelujah. If we can even it out on both sides. Hallelujah. And pastor, if we have enough room, I feel God saying three steps.
Three steps.
Three steps. Three
good.
Big
That's
steps.
Good. That's good.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
Three big steps.
Good.
And then, church family, if we can stand on our feet, after we take the third step, we are going to praise God like never before. We are going to praise God like never before. I'm asking if you're able to. If you're able to, if you can stand on your feet. Because when we take that third step, it's going to signify transition.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
That third step is going to signify completion.
Jesus.
What was, hallelujah.
Yes,
what
God.
What was to be done here is complete. What was to be done in this auditorium?
My God.
What was to be done in Liberty High School is complete. And on this third step, we are going to praise God like never before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can someone say hallelujah? God, we praise you. God, we magnify you for what's been done and what's about to be done. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor, on your leading, three big steps in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Said something that just hit me in my spirit. He said, the work here is complete. I didn't know when we transitioned here, I didn't know how long we were going to be here. I sensed it would be at least a few years. But it's so amazing how God has finished the work. Finished. Thank you. if you all receive anything from me, if you all receive anything from me today, hear me when I say this. Hear me when I say this. Hear me. It's just like God to take the measure of your preparation and your intellectual intelligence and put that on the back burner. Because I don't know if I've ever had a Sunday where I came in and I was just like, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm just being transparent. Because see, as people, especially if you're in any level of leadership, you always want to be prepared with everything you're going to say and how you're going to say it. Sometimes God says, listen, I ain't worried about none of that. I'm not worried about any of that. And today was that day. He said, I don't worry about none of that. I know you're prepared. I know you studied. I know you sought me. I know you've done all of that. But there's something I want to do today. And for the most part, you're going to have to get out the way. I'm talking to some of you right now that you've been tugging. It's because you're trying to get in front of God. And he's just like, listen, I got to do this. And it's going to be a bit uncomfortable. How many of you realize God doesn't really care if you look silly? God's not concerned about you looking like, well, you don't look like you're as intelligent as you were and this, that, and the other, and you didn't have everything and this, that, and the other. I'm just talking about you, how we do life. There comes a time and a season of life, and I believe we're in there, where God just wants to go in there and just do some stuff. God wants to turn over stones. God wants to shake stuff. God wants to make you uncomfortable. God wants to turn you around, spin you around. That's just what he wants to do, and we got to let him do it, amen, everybody? You can't control everything. You can't. You try to. You cannot control everything whatsoever. To God be the glory for what he's done in this place today. Amen, everybody. Somebody give Jesus a shout in this place. I'm going to do this probably a couple of times. Next week I'll do it too. But can you give a hand for those who are standing behind me? All of these beautiful people here. Charmaine is our lead usher. I just mentioned to you about Erica, my wife and I's executive assistant, Minister Cherise, Minister Carla, Pastor Mike, Evangelist Mary Boy, Kathy Miller, who's an incredible, incredible resource for my wife and I, Eileen, Joe Moss, and Minister Bill. Give them a big, big, big hand. Joe is in training right now. He's in training to be a minister here at the church. So he's in training, right? Come on, he's just going to class and stuff like that. And so there'll come a time real soon where I'll be introducing him to you all as Minister Joe. As Minister Joe Moss. He's in training right now. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done and how you've done it. Congratulations again to those of you that were standing on the stage. You received for membership and such like that. Honey, is there anything? Anybody? Oh, you got the mic, Minister Bill. But you have anything? No. Dismiss here in just a few seconds. Right where you are, I'm not going to ask you to move. Right where you are. That's why I got still real quick. ago Holy Spirit was speaking to me. Right where you are, I'm not going to ask you to move. But if you're in this place today and you're saying, you know what? I need to repent about some things in my life. Maybe you've been away from Jesus. Maybe you've been in a season you've been away. Maybe you don't know him. Maybe you've just been in a place where you've just been separated from God, just in your heart and in your spirit, not physically. You just say, you know what, I just want to take this opportunity on this Sunday morning. I want to recommit my life to Jesus. I know I'm speaking to somebody here this morning. I'm not going to ask you to come down here right where you are. If that's you, just lift your hand up. I'm going to walk you through a prayer. Thank you. Just lift your hand up. Just lift your hand up. Say, Pastor, it's me. If it's you. Just slip your hand up and say, Pastor, that's me. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you for those of you that got your hands up. Thank you so much. Father God, every man, every woman that lifted their hand, Father, we just thank you for mercy and grace that they can recommit their lives to you right now. Every one of you that lifted your hands, it's your opportunity to tell the Lord, Father God, I thank you for giving me another chance. I thank you, Lord God, that I've got an opportunity to come back to you. I'm a prodigal son. I'm a prodigal daughter. I've been away from you for a season, but now I'm back, and I'm ready to give you my heart, my soul, my very being. According to Romans 10 and 9, I'm ready to confess with my heart and speak with my mouth that you are Lord and you are Savior over my life. Spoke and or believed that prayer, I believe right now that you are saved, you are filled, you have freedom to walk functionally as a man or a woman of the living God. You receive that. Say, I receive. Give the Lord a hand clap for those who had their hands up. Going to get a huge, I'm going to speak the blessing, but I got all these beautiful people with me, so we're going to lock arms and we're going to all lift our hands up, so y'all going to get like whatever that's called. Y'all going to get a big blessing. Let's put it like that. Y'all going to get a big blessing. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above every name in all the earth. We bless you coming and we bless you going. We bless all that you put your hands through. That is God intended for your very purpose. That's the key. We bless this season in your life. Somebody say, it's my best season.
It's my best season.
We bless your homes, your jobs, your finances. We bless you emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially. I tell you, each week we bless you existentially. Listen, may you walk in the favor, the honor, and the blessings of God. And may you give away the humility, the grace, and the mercy of which God has afforded you. May you give that away to others. I tell you, each and every week, God's only given us one amazing life to live. All we can do is live with the very best that we can. Along the way, we're going to be excited, energetic, full of life, so much so that you do what?
Give it away.
Give somebody a hug around you. Give somebody a high five around you. I love you.